Om Shanti, good evening. We are going through such a wonderful period. Because of us, the whole world is going through a bad period. But we are going through a wonderful period. Because many times, Baba's children think that we need some time. We need some time for ourselves to be away from service, work, family, you know, lot of work, just to be self and to be able to really make that profound effort. So Baba has fulfilled our wish. And Baba's given the time. We have no work outside, work from home. If there is work, nothing much, you can't go out. And maybe because of us, the whole world is locked. Baba has locked the whole world for us. So then we never will have a complaint or, you know, to tell Baba that you never gave us some time for ourselves. Many times Baba's children have this thought, and especially double foreigners when they come to Madhuban. I remember them asking every time, what new effort you're making? What's this year? What is your aim this year? What is that new you're doing? What is that you're checking on this year? But whether somebody is in Gyan for 80 years or for 8 years or 8 months, the path, the study, the school is the same. What daddies have been learning for more than 80 years, and we are learning the same thing. But one thing that we really didn't pay attention, which is the most and fundamental step for a Brahman, any transformation that has to happen from within, is only when I have proper understanding. Second, how I use knowledge, how I understand knowledge, no manipulation. We shouldn't use knowledge or mend or, you know, trim or cut according to my comfort, and use it as I think it has to be used. We always have to understand knowledge as Baba wants us to understand. You know, I remember in my school days, in literature we used to have poem, prose and poetry. And our teacher used to, every time, emphasize, don't write the poem or recite, or when we have to elaborate it, don't write the way you think you understand the poem. You have to understand what the author wants to say. What is author is talking about in that poem? What is that he wants to express? Understand the author in the poem. I remember that very well. Knowledge, what the author, the Almighty is the author, isn't it? It's not my knowledge, your knowledge, any human knowledge. What he is trying to tell us, what type of transformation he wants us to bring in ourselves. I need to catch and understand what he is trying to tell us. as it is and how it has to be implemented. Many times, many Brahmins think that I'm listening Murali for 3 times a day, I'm reading Murali 3 times a day, I listen class in the morning, I listen class in the afternoon, class in the evening, I sit in meditation. Lot of listening, lot of nowadays, there are so many classes in YouTube and there are so many channels. Oh my God. So many things. You listen to this, you listen to that, you listen to that. All the time you're listening knowledge, you're listening knowledge. And on fine day you get tired. Tired, like if you eat something you like too much, if you like laddu, if you like cake, if you like ice cream, and you keep eating all the time the same thing, you get fed up and you say, or you get sick, you don't want to see that anymore. You see, same thing happens with knowledge. Keep listening, listening, listening. How much can you fill in your intellect? It's so much already. Intellect is full of knowledge already. I always remember, like we all have seen buildings, you know, when they construct buildings, when they have to put the roof, you know, they use bamboos to support. They don't need bamboos to construct walls. But if they have to put the ceiling, they need something to support the ceiling. And so they use bamboos. And once the ceiling becomes firm, everything is concrete is finished, they remove the bamboos. Have you seen that? Yeah? Same thing with the knowledge. Knowledge is to create a very beautiful, strong, happy and a very auspicious, pure, clean state of mind. Positive, nothing negative. Very strong, very positive, happy, because happiness has a lot of strength. That is the roof, that is the state of mind. The every point of knowledge help is like a bamboo, which helps us to, it supports our stage. Once the stage is created, bamboos are removed. You don't need that point anymore because you've used it already. Now actually what is happening, I'm storing lot of points in my mind. I'm only adding on bamboos, but I'm not putting any concrete. I'm not putting any ceiling at all. I'm just, you know, staking up the bamboos. And if there is nothing on the top, bamboos tend to fall. You know what I mean? And so I forget Baba's, you know, the points. I forget Baba's Murali. And sometimes I get tired. Too much listening. Because we are not using it. I all the time see the food, I'm not eating. Then what's the use? I'm not getting energy and I get tired seeing all the time. And so the state of consciousness all the time, I work, I move, I walk, I sleep, I eat. Very, very simple. Let me put it in a much simpler form as I just have to check on my quality of feelings. Meditation means feeling. Our 63 births, burden is burnt out or the sins are cleared with yoga. And yoga is nothing but constantly have that good feelings. Feel good all the time. Why do you have to come to Baba? Why do you have to learn meditation? Why do you need knowledge? It's to feel good all the time. But Baba's children, really speaking, I'm sorry to say that, we have forgotten to even smile. We have forgotten to be happy. Because I have come to Baba, I'm learning knowledge, I'm meditating, it's more like religiously we are doing it. We're doing it very religiously, but how much I understand my relationship with Baba spiritually. There's a lot of difference between spirituality and religion, isn't it? Because I still carry that sanskar of religion, I still have I do things, I feel, you know, the sanskar I still have is what is from the past. I still feel bad, I still feel hurt, I still remember the past, I still feel this shouldn't be right, this way. We still have a lot of expectations. We still see people and think why this is happening, why that is not happening. Why this person being in knowledge for that long time is still like this? Many questions. Many why. And it's beautifully in Lokhi Gita. It is said, until and unless your mind is free from all type of questions, you can't connect to me. Hey Arjuna, you know, it's written in Gita. Your mind cannot be focused. You can't focus your mind until you're free from all type of questions in your mind. And I will be able to free myself from all type of questions only when I understand drama in real sense. We always remember drama is for good. Whatever happens is for good. Whatever happened is for good. But beyond this, there is one thing we have to understand. Whatever happens in drama is right. You see? That's the right thing. Good. That, you know, that's not actually the way of. But Baba says, go beyond that. Whatever happens, whoever does, whatever it is, everything that's happening, every single moment, that's right, that's correct. There is nothing wrong. Because drama cannot be wrong. So when I understand that, there's no question in the mind. And in order to understand Baba's knowledge in a right sense and apply it as Baba wants us to and enjoy our life every moment, I remember a couple of days ago Baba was talking about karma teeth and being cheerful. You see, the greatest strength, I believe, is when you're happy. Even the big thing happens, you wouldn't mind. You know, the feeling will not get corrupted. because I have the strength of happiness. But we have come to Baba to get that strength of happiness. Happy feeling. Happiness is not because somebody gave me something, I got something, somebody praised me, or I'm being posted. This is not the thing. It's internal feeling, how I feel all the time, independently. That's a big strength that helps me to overcome anything, even a big deal that happens in my life. Sorry. And so, the only effort, you know, many times Baba's children get confused. When I sit in meditation, should I go to Paramdham? Should I go to subtle region? Should I talk to Brahma Baba? Should I talk to Shiv Baba? Should I share knowledge? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I be in the seed state? Or should I do this effort? Should I do that effort? And in this confusion, we will not reach anywhere. And the only effort, I believe, which has everything in it, and we have to focus only, which is the first and the fundamental step as well, is constantly maintain the consciousness of the soul. Everything is in it. Because in the journey of our life, in every situation, there are only two things that happens. You're soul conscious or body conscious. If I'm body conscious, I fail in the situation. I get sorrow or I give sorrow. I'm soul conscious. Whatever the situation is, I give happiness and I get happiness. So when I'm giving and getting happiness, I'm not creating any type of karma. But even after so long that we have been in knowledge, we are some way or the other, consciously and unconsciously, we are still creating some sort of negative karma through the way we think, the way we behave, the way we feel, our intentions. Somewhere we go wrong. Because we take sorrow. You did this, you forget. But I remember and I keep, my feeling becomes very bitter. Why you did this to me? Why you did this to me? I'm smiling to you, I'm talking to you, I'm very good. Yeah, I wouldn't even mention, but my feeling is always bitter. Every time I see you, I remember that. And my feeling is bitter. When I sit in meditation, I begin with, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. I'm going to soul world, beyond sun, moon, stars. And suddenly I get that thought, oh, she did this to me. Why she did this to me? I felt so bad. She shouldn't have done that to me. And I also remember, she should know how much I felt, how bad I felt. She should one day realize, I also remember, this person should go through what I went through. Baba, she should realize what I went through. So what is this meditation? Good feeling? Pure feeling? Yeah? Giving good wishes? I'm wishing you to go through pain, because I went through pain, so what am I giving you? And whatever I give you, I get it back. And again I say, okay, let me not remember this. Then again I say, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a pure soul. So meditation goes on like that. I remember this person, I remember that person, I remember the past, I remember this. There's so many faces that, you know, comes on the screen of my mind. The action they did, the way they behaved, the words they spoke, how much hurt, the bitterness I experienced. All that comes up in meditation. So, meditation is to get strength from Baba, or to remember people and talk to those souls what they did, to remind in my mind again and again, you did this, this one, this, that one did that. You know, that drains out the energy. This is not soul conscious. The right method Baba has taught, meditation, yoga, means be yourself as you are, as God says I am, as I am. And remember Baba as He is. No exaggerations. Not how you think of somebody thinks, as He is. And where He is, and remember Him. That's the right method. My mind to be very plain, know what you think about me, what somebody thinks about me, how somebody see me, no. And this is also another, you know, things that we are very conscious of, as to what somebody is thinking about me, what she is thinking about me, how you see me, how you think about me when you see me. We are very much concerned about what somebody thinks about us, how somebody sees us. That's your problem, how you think, what you think, how you see. That's not my problem. And we become so concerned and worried as to, I should not do this because you think this, you might think this. I not only think negative, I overthink, but I also start thinking what you think. This is all waste actually, no? This is, all these things come under body consciousness. I only have to see, think, believe how God saw me. There are millions and millions, billions of people in the world, but God saw me among billions. What He saw in me, He was pulled towards me. He looked at me and He said, this is my child. Among billions, this is my child. What God saw in me? What did He see in me? When I remember that, I will not worry or be concerned about what you see in me. What you think about me. You're human. What God thinks about me. He is the ultimate, isn't it? He is the Almighty. And I need to believe in what He thinks in me. The whole world trust in God, have faith in God. But that God has faith in us. He trusts us. See? Isn't that so special? And this is the self-respect I need to have. We all the time shuttle between two type of consciousness most of the times. Either I am bit superior conscious, complex or conscious, or I am sometimes inferior conscious or complex. So I shuttle down between these two complexes most of the times. I feel I'm good, I'm rich, I'm more knowledgeful, I know everything, I'm right, I'm good. Or I think I'm good for nothing. We hesitate many times, you know, maybe I'm not right, maybe I'm not good, maybe I'm not, you know, I don't fit in here. So we shuttle between these two type of complexes, and both are body consciousness. But the right type of soul, the self-consciousness, the self-respect, what Baba talks about, which is the first fundamental step to connect to God, to be able to get that strength, the love, the power to transform whatever we want to transform, and the strength to be constantly happy, is only when I stay in that self-real consciousness, which is called a self-respect or soul consciousness. As I am, I don't have to be anybody else. I don't have to imitate anyone. I don't have to impress anyone. The best thing in Baba's knowledge is that you don't have to impress anybody. You are what you are. God accepted you as you are. God accepted me as I am, with all my mistakes, with all my good things. And only God can do that. You see, human beings cannot accept the mistakes, no? They only like you when you're good to them, when you do things according to the other people. They like you. And they always expect you to do all the time what they like you to do. Even once you don't do the way they want, then they might not like you. They will point out, you did not do the way I wanted to be. But God accepted us as we are. You see? So we don't have to impress anybody. All that I want to do is to, I wouldn't say impress God, but do things that God feels happy. Any parents will be happy when children are happy, isn't it? So at least let me be happy. All the time be happy, no matter what happens to me, no matter what the situation is, no matter how people are, no matter what's going around me. Whether you are recognized, you're not recognized, you know, whether people see your effort, they don't see your effort, they appreciate you, don't appreciate you. That's all worldly. But once God chose me as His child, He always watching me from up above. Never ever feel that who's looking, who's watching me, who knows what I'm doing. I'm doing so many things nobody even know. Nobody don't need to know. People don't have to know, but He should know. And so Baba says, make a check, write the chart, give chart to Baba. The whole day, whatever I did, whatever I think, whatever I feel, whatever I do, tell Him as it is. No excuses, no reasons, as it is. Whatever happened, because I want him to be happy. I want to be very clear. You know, more clear I am, more pure, the primary step, the fundamental step for purity is clarity. How clean I am inside. No mixturity, no, nothing I mix. As it is. And Baba loves that. You know, no manipulation, no mixing things, no giving reasons, no giving excuses. Just be as it is. Baba likes that. Because that's the real, you know, the purity comes from there. Yeah? So all the time I need to see if I am in that state of self-respect, which is called a soul consciousness. See if I am comparing myself with somebody, if I have a habit, or maybe unconsciously I do it when I look at people. I say, oh, look at her dress, look at my dress, look at her shoes, look at my shoes, look at her nose, look at my nose, look at that, look. When I keep comparing, look at the way she does, look at the way I do. I keep comparing anything, anytime, it means I'm in body consciousness. Because comparison means I'm disrespecting myself. There is nothing like comparing, isn't it? And if I disrespect myself, I'm hurting myself. If I'm hurt, if I disrespect myself, I can't have connection with Baba. You sit for hours. You do bhakti or whatever. I can't focus. Because I disrespected myself. Because again, coming back to drama, Baba says, every soul has his own role to play in this unlimited drama. You have your role, you have your role, you have your role. There is nothing like comparison. You see? So, because we have this habit of excuse me, in body consciousness for, you know, so many births from the copper age, this is so automatic that we start comparing. Comparing is not really a good thing at all. That's the enemy of a yogi. And even after we come to Baba, we have a lot of expectations. In fact, I think after we come to Baba, we become very much sensitive than we were before. Anything hurts, anything is so touchy, anything. Well, many times Baba says, children have to be sensible, not sensitive. And I remember once Dadi Janki, you know, defining what it means to be sensible. I really liked it. Long back. She said, sensible means to be cheerful. Sensible means to be cheerful, to be happy, to be smiling. Such a beautiful, you know, definition she gave. But if something is not making me smile, not making me cheerful, not making me happy, it means I'm sensitive. And if I'm sensitive, then what is the type of consciousness I carry? Spiritual or body? Soul consciousness or body? Anything that makes your feelings uncomfortable, always remember it's body consciousness. Because in soul consciousness, soul, mind, intellect cannot be unhappy. Because that's not my state of being. In the consciousness of soul, soul is very comfortable, very free, at ease, very happy, very nice, and immune to things, uninfluential. Because many times we see every little thing has an influence on the soul. You see? If you even, like if I see you, we see on the road, on the street, and you just ignore me. Maybe you didn't even, you know, notice, or, and that's a hurt. I feel a hurt. Why she didn't notice me, or, you know, that whole day I keep thinking, she didn't see me. She didn't say Om Shanti. She didn't talk to me. Why she didn't talk to me? This, I have hundreds of thoughts going in my mind. Why? So, okay, you with lot of love come to me and say, Om Shanti. Again my mind thinks, oh, she said Om Shanti with so much love. What could be the reason? Could be this, could be that, could be that. Maybe she wants something. Maybe some help. Maybe some mind thinks. Mind is not at ease, soul is not happy, because every little thing has an influence on the soul. It means the state of mind is so poor. It's very poor. It is not immune. Okay, you said Om Shanti, fine Om Shanti. You didn't say that's fine as well. Why do I think? Why? It has so much. It has literally, you know, suppressed my real being, my real sense of that, you know, the sense of the soul has been suppressed, it's been and this, I keep thinking, and unfortunately more we think, more it is negative. We think much only because it is negative. You don't have to think much when it is positive, because there is nothing much in positive. Positive is positive. You don't have to think much. But in negative, you have so many things to think. And unconsciously also, even without you want to think, your mind goes on and on and on. You make your own guesses, you make your own, you know, you assume things. You know, so many things that happens in the mind, and you get tired, you get frustrated, you get all that. And then I have no energy is left for me to sit down in meditation, connect with Baba, get that love, experience that peace. And so many times we doze away in meditation. We don't feel like sitting in meditation. You know, many times we think instead of sitting, anyway I can't do yoga. I can't connect. So instead, let me do that. Let me listen to class. Let me do that. Actually, the strength I get only when I sit down in that silence. Be yourself. Many times we are afraid to be just sitting down quietly because we are not able to enjoy That's because I don't have that respect for myself, love for myself. And so I can't sit down with myself and enjoy my own company. Which is, Baba says, to be yourself, your self-respect, your soul consciousness. When I'm not enjoying soul consciousness, sorry, how can I really connect? We just sit down, meditation, okay, red light, song is played, we have to sit, open your eyes and sit down. We sit down. We have this, you know, discipline of sitting down quietly without any disturbance. But what about the mind? What about my feelings? Even in meditation, I'm still carrying on that bitter, sad, unhappy, you know, painful feelings in my heart. That's not yoga. So, every time I need to really check on my feelings, when I think the thought, the positive thought, I'm a peaceful soul. What is the feeling? Peace. I feel peace because the thought is that I am a peaceful being. When I think I'm a loving soul, I'm a loveful soul, the feeling I have is love. There is no hate, there is no rejection, there is no dislike. All sorts of feelings for anybody no longer stays in my heart. If I remember, if the thought I have, I'm a loving soul, but my feeling is dislike, my feeling is hatred, my feeling is I don't want to see this person, I don't like that, then I'm not loving soul. The feeling and the thought is not matching. You understand what I say? Thought, your feelings, as your thought, so will be the feelings. So it's not aligning, there is no alignment. The end of the, you know, day, the end of your meditation, the last thought, the taste you carry is still bitterness. The experience you after meditation is not sweet, not loving, not peaceful. I remember I came in Gyan in 74. I was 9 years old when I came to Baba. I didn't understand knowledge that deep at that time, but I remember the profound feeling. Nobody gave course at that time for children. I didn't do course till today. Don't tell anyone, okay? But the profound feeling, because even children can feel, isn't it? Children have feeling. They might not think or understand things, but definitely feel, they can feel. No? And that feeling would stay throughout the day. If the feeling is pure and strong, Baba talks about intoxication. You see? Intoxication. But here, intoxication, high, rises. It's not superficial, but it's deep down there. Because you feel that, and that stays with you. You might forget people, you don't have to live with people all the time in life. People might go away, they leave the body, they leave the country, they leave. But then the feeling that you create stays with you. You might also forget a situation come and go. You don't even remember a situation. You don't remember that event. You don't remember what happened. But then, the type of feeling, the quality of feeling you created at that point in time stays with you all the time. And that just pops up. It might pop up anytime. You know, sometimes we feel so weird. There's no reason why you feel that. Nothing has happened. Nobody said anything. Everything is good. But then, you know, you feel so low sometimes, all of a sudden, for no reason. Where did that feeling come from? All of a sudden you feel so happy some one fine day, no reason, nothing happened. But the feeling makes a place, it gets registered and it finds a little place in the soul, in some corner, and it stays there. And in that favorable circumstances, or maybe situation, or maybe state of mind, that just comes up. And so, I need to get rid of all that bitter, clean, all that unhappy, you know, feelings. That's what I think is meditation. Then my connection with God, so intimate, so clear, no matter what is happening, what somebody does, something happens, but that connection stays so clear, so nice. Feeling that Baba, you know, we can catch what Baba says. We understand, you know, like Baba speaking to me. I remember Dadi Prakashmani. She used to go to Baba's room and she used to come out and say, "Oh, Baba said this to me." Or we used to go with her sometimes and Baba didn't talk to us anything. Baba talked to her. And there was a time when I remember Dadi used to come to the class and she used to say, "I want to share two things." Every day, almost she used to say, "Baba, today Baba shared two things and I would like to share these two things." So two things every day she used to share. Baba said this to me. You know, that is used to hear as like you hear me speaking. I hear you speaking, the sound. They used to hear Baba clearly. Because the mind was, that is never held any bitterness, they never held anybody's fault in their heart, you know. They never, you know, the holding, we are very much holding type of people, we hold everything. We hold good, we hold bad. But yogis cannot hold anything, neither good, no bad. Bad, never. Even good, let it go. It happened, fine, let it go. Anything I hold, always give you pain. Like if I'm holding this, say for example, how long can I hold this? At one point, my hands start paining, isn't it? So if I have to get rid of the pain, I need to leave it, let go. So please let go all that I have, all that we have in the heart, in the mind. Don't hold. Anything I hold, I can't have good meditation, I can't have good stage, I can't understand things in its right context, in right sense. I get questions, I get why this and why that. Many doubts. But knowledge is so simple. It's not too much actually. It's so simple, so small, so straight. Because my mind, I have made my mind so complicated. Things, I make everything so complicated, but actually it isn't. You see? I am simple as I am. Baba is so simple as he is. Drama is so simple. Drama is for happiness. And drama is accurate because drama is right. Okay. Om Shanti. So the only focus we need to have, the only effort we need to do is to have that check on the feelings, to have pure feelings, to have good feelings, and to be yourself, your real self, to be in that self-respect which is called a soul consciousness. Yeah? Have you seen the tree? Soul consciousness and the tree, body conscious and the tree. Have you seen that? So many branches. If you have body consciousness, this, soul consciousness. Have you seen that? I think there is the tree is there in the this cottage. The picture, the tree of body conscious, tree of soul consciousness. So the tree of soul consciousness, what it creates, the seed, if the seed is body consciousness, what it creates. And so the self-respect is so very important. Respecting, never ever disrespect yourself. Hurting yourself means disrespecting yourself. Comparing yourself with anything, anybody, is disrespecting yourself. And if you disrespect, then you hurt. Many negative things come up. Can't connect with Baba. So, it's okay, whatever it is. I have to be happy, I have to enjoy Brahman life every moment, because this is the only time where I share my life with God. Whole of the cycle, right from the golden age, my life is with people, human souls. My relationships with people, human souls. My relationship with God, I share my life with God, is only the confluence age. And not everybody get this opportunity to share life with God. But we have. So we have to be happy. Yeah? Om Shanti. Any questions? We have 10 minutes to go. Otherwise we will have meditation. Yes, please. Yeah.
We feel it so much. But I guess we have, as a human, we have the tendency to have something newness. So is it because of newness you get tired or boredom? Like you're not feeling the same relaxation?
Actually, newness is very important for human souls. Because the monotonous will make you bore. Every moment you need something new to keep up your enthusiasm. But then it depends upon finding newness from outside or creating newness from you feel, how you feel. It all matters how you feel about it. Even if you give me a very new dress, how I feel about the dress is what is important. the dress you gave is new. But if I don't like it, my feeling towards that dress is not good. Liking, enjoying, happy. So $1 million dress is not going to make me happy. That's not giving me a feeling of newness. It may be very expensive in your eyes. It may be very worthy, you know, in your aspect, in your viewpoint. But for me, because I didn't like it, the feeling of, you know, so it's from inside. You get what I say? Yeah? Yeah. Anybody else? Okay, then we... Okay. So, we have 10 minutes. If you have no more questions, we just sit. Relax yourself. Now we have to do two things. Number one, whoever and whatever that made me feel bad, pain, hurt, bitterness. I, being God's child, Goddess, the Almighty, He is very big, big in terms of personality. And we are the children of such generous personality. And the biggest quality of God is to forgive. We are all sitting here because He forgave. And so I, being the child of that Almighty, let me forgive. Forgive means let go. Forgive means take out from your heart. And if such things, the bitterness which you can't forgive, give away to God. He takes care of it. Anything that I can't handle, anything that we can't manage, the best idea is to give away to God, let Him manage. Yeah? So 10 minutes, what we sit, just sit, relax. No pressure on your mind. Just come back to yourself. In that state of self-respect, the respect God gave me, the status God presented me, and let go, excuse, forgive everyone, everything that made me feel bad, bitter, hurt, pain, whatever. Any type of ill feeling, let us excuse and let go. Yeah? Om Shanti.